Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Good evening. We're making Beis Hashem Simcha. We're making Kiddush and Shul in Beis HaMedrash Kol Yag. Pardon? What? Is that good ones? Okay. So everybody's cordially invited. Whoever can make it, no pressure. It'd be very nice to see you in Shul Beis Hashem. There's a Kiddush. We'll be very nice in honor of the Simcha. Yeah, there's a Maisa. They say a Maisa. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a well-known Maisa that the sugya of opening bags and packages is one of every posik delves into the sugya, into the halachas of opening packets, opening bottles. It's a very important sugya when it comes to Lecha Shabbos. Very different approaches, Chaznish, Abshalom Zalman, Psalanke Fisher, Avriyashiv, Ramoshe, they all have very, 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 very different approaches in understanding the sugya. And they say a story that it was once, Psalanke Fisher was a very big maker. Psalanke Fisher really didn't have any problems with even metal bottles. He had no problems, and he ended up in a simcha next to Avriyashiv. They were not related, but they were both by on the Kiddush. This must be going back in the 70s, Mistomo, maybe early 80s. And Bisonanke Fisher was the Rav of the Rav of Yerushalayim officially with Rav Eliashiv, who was then one of the most famous poskim, same generation pretty much. Both Yerushalayim Yidden, and they both had a very different understanding, very, very different understanding of the sugyas of opening bottles and opening cans that we're going to look at Beis Hashem shortly. Very different. So the story goes that they were both sitting in the top table in this kiddush, and lo and behold, one of the bottles were not opened before Shabbos. The bottles were not open. There was grape juice bottle drink, the super drink in cheap fuzzy drinks and they're all the colors, any color. They're fuzzy. There's they're pink, they're green, light green, dark green, any colors. You know those fizzy drinks? So they were all the bottles were forgotten to be opened before Shabbos, and they were all unopened. So the Baal Simcha was very embarrassed. He forgot, and he is the two of the Vechosh Rabbonim in town, Avon Yashiv, Pesonak Fisher. He can't even make Kiddush because all the bottles were closed. So Pesonak Fisher, who was a very, very, very lenient in this halachas, he looks at it, why is nobody making Kiddush? The bottles were closed, and he's looking for an Arab to open up the bottles. So Pesonak Fisher says, Ech! Bring the bottles. Finally, takes the bottles and he opens one. He opens two. He opens three. He opens all. He opens all the bottles. So Rav Yashi was very, very stringent. That he looks at it completely shaken. Is he opening all these bottles? He says, "Rabbi Solanke, willst du eine Zigarette?" Rabbi Solanke, do you want a cigarette? Do you want a cigarette? Do you want to light a cigarette? So because he felt this is Mama Shaila's of the day, I said. But the point is that it's very different approaches, and very very mechodesh tikim halach is Moshe has a famous shuvah in which he says that he goes into very complex and very minute details between which kind of bottles and cans and packages, and he says, you know, because it's so confusing, he says, he makes a very unprecedented chiddush, and he goes that far, and it's very novel and very mechodeshtik. He suggests that, you know, because it's the differences are so subtle, and not everybody's a Talmud Chacham to know the details, he's got shuvahs, pages and pages and pages of differentiations, which kind of, he says, because it's so complex and it's so minute, you know, we have to make a loy plug. And he makes a gzeira. Moshe is mechad, the one who always is very against this kind of a. He makes a gzeira. And he says, you know what, because we don't know which ones are permitted, which ones are not permitted, he is mechadash gzeira. And he says that nowadays, categorically, we can't open any bottles, any packages, any can, because we don't know which ones are or right and which ones are not. Many people get confused. And so Moshe's chiddush, many, many achronim disagree with that vehemently. Can't make up new gzeiras. This is for Chazal to do, not for us, not contemporary generations. We can't make up a new takana like that. But Moshe did tell that, yes, no, this is so confusing. And we've got to make a categorical issa for loy plug, gzeira. That's a Moshe. But again, many achronim are acholic on that. But I think that we're very well placed to discuss this with the Simon Chin Yud Dalet over here. which is going to tell us a little bit the basics of that. But again, the differences are very, very different. And the truth is that what I always think of is I heard from a friend of mine whose brother married the granddaughter of Reb Shlomo Zalman. He told me that his my friend's brother who married Reb Shlomo Zalman's granddaughter. He went once to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and when he went to Reb Shlomo Zalman, he walked into the study where Reb Shlomo Zalman was learning, and it may not be a big chiddush this story, but it does bring out a certain point. And Reb Shlomo Zalman his back was facing the person entering the room, and he sees that Reb Shlomo Zalman, he was holding a bottle, and he was like opening and closing the lid of the bottle, opening, closing, opening, closing, and he didn't want to just, what was he doing? Opening and closing a bottle. It was an empty bottle. He was opening and closing the lid of a, he was opening, turning it, opening and closing it, and opening and closing. He was busy with that. And he was like waiting there for a few minutes, with what's happening over here? And eventually, after a good few minutes, he enters, because he was married to a granddaughter, so he allowed himself to walk in and disturbing that. So he walks in and he says, Zeta, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm just trying to identify exactly the technical aspect of a bottle, because it changes does change, and the bottles are sometimes a bit different. There's a few types, how they are actually put into the, the lid is actually inserted into the bottle and packages many, many, many different types and many different styles, and some factories do things very differently. And these differences can be very substantial. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was studying exactly the technicalities of the bottle. How does it open, how does it close, when do you actually break the rim around it, where not, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was, so it's probably obvious that every posek has to look into the details and the technical aspect of it. But the point I am bringing out is that the differences are, it's impossible to, it is possible, but it's very, very difficult to actually identify exactly the differences between the bottles and packages, because at times slight differences in manufacturing process can make a huge difference, la'alocha. So, this is true with regards to baby wipes as well. So, let's see over here, Simon Shinu Dalet. And maybe just as an introduction to Shinu Dalet, we need to know Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Shabbos says that Shoyva Adam Chavis, a person is allowed to open his Mishnah in Masech Shabbos. A person is allowed to Shoyva Adam Chavis, a person who's got this barrel with food or drink inside the barrel. It's a large barrel, and there's food inside it. Are you allowed to break the barrel open if you, let's say, whatever reason, you don't have the key, or that's the way to open the barrel? Are you allowed to break a barrel open in order to have an opening, in order to take the food out from the barrel, or the barrel, to either drink or food from the inside? Are you allowed to break the barrel in order to get hold of the content? Is that mutter or osu? So the Mishnah tells us explicitly that yes, it is mutter. Why is it mutter? Aren't you breaking something? Is it not soisa? Are you not destroying this barrel? Why is that mutter? Surely, just like you're not allowed to create a barrel on Shabbos, similarly, you're not allowed to destroy a barrel on Shabbos. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? So the answer is, what's the answer? Why not to break the barrel open to get its contents out? Getting the content. Okay. So here, actually, and that's where the complexity starts, is Machloek is Rashi and Tosafos. Rashi tells us that the reason is because Ein Stira Bekelim. Rashi famously holds that there's no such thing as destroying a keli. When we hold of the Melechas Soisa and Boine, that's only when you have something which is Mechubal Lekaka. If you're destroying a house, a construction, a building, is something which is connected to the ground, something which is particularly large and particularly big, that's when you're over Melech HaSoysa. However, if it's a Keli, there's no Ein Stira BeKelim. So therefore, he's allowed to break the barrel open because Ein Stira BeKelim. Ein Stira BeKelim, by destroying a Keli, you're not doing anything, you're not of anything. Tosfos, however, disagrees. And Tosfos says it's not true. There is certainly Stira BeKelim, certainly with the Rabbanon, but probably even with the Reis, there is such a thing as Stira BeKelim. So what's the question? If there is Stira BeKelim, the question is, why allowed to break this barrel open? Why allowed to break open? And here comes Tosfos. And it's important because we pass can like Tosfos, we'll see shortly. Tosfos says, no, the only reason why you're allowed to destroy this keli is because it's klira war. It's a shvacha keli, it's a weak keli. Because this barrel is not a keli in the first, it's not a proper keli in the first place. It's like semi-serious, it's proper, not permanent, not proper keli. And because it's not a proper keli, that's why you're allowed to break it open. If it would be a solid, real, substantial, proper keli, he wouldn't be allowed to break it. Of course, yesh stira bekelim, there is stira bekelim, but only over here it's different because it's a kliro, it's a shvachri keli, it's a weak keli, that's why it's mutter. What's going to be the huge difference between Rashi and Tosfos? Not if it's a very strong keli, that's right. If it's a strong, solid keli, it's machlokes. Rashi is going to hold, ain't stira bekelim, you're allowed to break it open to get its content. And Tosfos is going to hold, no, if it's a solid, proper keli, he wouldn't be allowed to, because yesh stira bekelim. And as long as it's a strong keli, it's awesome. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin, Yud, Dalet, Tvorim Asurim, Mishum Binin, Vestirim, Beshabbos, Things, Is Amuta, and also, Beshabbos, Begats to Binin and Stirim. Ein binyan v'stira bekelim. The Shulchan Aruch starts off saying there is no binyan and there is no stira, there is no building and there is no destruction when it comes to kelim, vessels.
Kelim means food?
No. No, not necessarily. Any keli. Yeah. No, here it doesn't mean clothes. Here it means a keli vessel. He says, now, the first sentence maybe sound, the first three words probably sounds like, which opinion?
Rashi.
But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us a long hesitation because he does tell us, that's if there's no binyan binyan mamash, he would create this. Could go in chavis. He says, only if there's a chavis. A barrel, not a strong barrel. We're not talking about those barrels that are long lasting, solid. No. We're talking about shvach keli. Chavis, she'einu mechzek is aboim so. It's not big. It doesn't have a content of 40 saw liquid inside it. And that's not shenishbara. He was broken. V'dibek shvoreo bezefes. It was broken. It was into pieces. And it was fixed again. It was sealed together again with zefes, with some glue. It was glued together again. So, are we agreeing that's not a proper keli? It's not a proper keli. It was broken and fixed. You know what things look like when they're broken? You can imagine a barrel. It was broken to pieces and it was sellotaped together. Fan here was saying, ain binyan bekeli. Yes, you're allowed to break that again. Because it's broken. It's not a proper keli. It's broken. It's not a solid thing. It's like saying, here we are saying that ain binyan bekeli. You're allowed to break it according to both Tosfos and Rashi. You're allowed to shovel to break it. You're allowed to break what's inside it. Nekev yofe, as long as you don't intend to make a hole, a proper beautiful hole inside it, shalal pesach. To create a hole is a problem in the first place. If you're making a beautiful hole in which you can get the liquid in and out, if it's mamash long, you're trying to make a long-lasting hole, then in kenavalem is second mona, then you're taking mona, it's also according to all opinions because of creation of the hole. Avalim is shleima, but if the barrel is completely, a complete, perfect, good condition barrel, then avalim shleima, also le shovel, you're not allowed to break it. Why? Why not to break it? Because we go with the opinion of? Of Tosfos, that holds it. So yeah. Afilu beinish eino is a cleave, afilu nekev ve'alma, also nindik v'bechotosh, you're allowed to make it even the slightest hole, because you're breaking it. Afilu yesh lo benekev chotosh, even if it is a new hole, im la'achivoy, also you're allowed to make the hole bigger, u'bilvad she'ischav ve'lekach. Now, Rabbi said these are the key lines with regards to the packages. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Na'alef explains us the opinion of Tosfos. Aval binyan gomo v'stira gmura shayach gam bekelim. Tosfos holds that complete construction and complete destruction is also applying by vessels. V'lochen therefore, tafke bedibek shvoreo bezefes, only specifically when he is, when he's talking about a barrel that was collated, is that the word? Stuck together? Glued together, only that kind of barrel, yochel eshav, you're allowed to break. The ain't a stira gmura, because that's not a complete stira. Havali moyso shleima, but if it was complete, incomplete, and you're breaking it now, have a stira gmura, that is sosu. But also, a flip lichikot, and that would be also according to the opinion of Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's, what do you mean?
Is that disqualification with Rashi as well?
No, according to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, you mean the kula of the chumra, the het or the issa? What are you referring to?
The issa.
The issa, no. According to Rashi, it's ein stira bekelim, and therefore, even if it's a, even if it's a perfect, perfect conditioned keli, if you're breaking it, yeah, it's mutter, because it's ein stira bekelim. Yeah. A question. B'megodim asks a very nice question. We're learning that Tosfos holds, and that's how we paskin, that what's Tosfos shita? Here's Shtir Bekelim, and why is it mutter over here? Because it's broken already in the first place. Now let me ask you, Shaila. Imagine the barrel. Okay, can I just take this for a minute? This is a broken barrel. Okay, imagine that it's broken because it's broken into pieces. It was broken, and somebody sellotaped it together. Okay, somebody sellotaped it. It was broken in this area over here, and somebody sellotaped it. And now what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us? That if I need food from inside, I'm allowed to break it. Why?
To get it inside.
And why is it? Why is only mutter? Because according to Tosfos, because it's already broken. It's a shvach keli. Good. Now let me ask you a question. The broken part it was only broken in some areas. Imagine it was broken this area over here, where I'm showing you now, that's just as an example. Let's say it's broken in this bottom area as well. It's broken in two pieces. And now we're learning that Shulchan Aruch tells us you're allowed to break it open in order to get what's inside it. What about if you want to break it open now in a different area? Are you allowed to break it open further or not? According to Tosfos.
Probably not.
Why? Why, yes?
The only reason why you have to break it
is because it was broken beforehand. Yeah, what do you tell her?
Once you're allowed to break it.
The Pimagodim says, Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting Pimagodim. And that's the Pimagodim, Sif Kotten Dalet. He says, Yochel Eshav, you're allowed to break it. I'm a Pimagodim. The Pimagodim says, Shemet Tzadet, he strongly sides with the opinion, the Heter Ashvira, the permission of breaking down this Keli further, who are filu is even, Shaloi Pimakim, even in not in the place of Shemut Babuzefas, even in not re-glued areas. So in our example, this part of here that was before it was fine, you'd have to break that part open as well, because what's the svara? Gideon, what did you say the svara is? Once you're allowed to break it further, because Shulchan, yeah. It's a weak keli, it's intrinsically now weakened keli, and therefore you're allowed to break it further, yeah. This is very relevant, Abu Isai. It's very relevant to the packages. Why is it relevant to the packages? Not the pods, the packages.
Well, it wasn't open before that's glued, they glued it together, or was it never actually open?
Crisps. Imagine the crisps. Yeah, I'm talking about food now. Crisps! I don't know, having seen this people, God damn it, this toast first, this. What do you tie in?
Depends what you call strong. Here it looks like there's a problem with the package. There's an intrinsic break in the package.
Being put together. Sha, so you are saying, Rabbi Feingold Tainas, you cannot bring the opinion of Tosfos. Let's break this down. Not upon. You have a packet of crisps. Who don't know if you're allowed to open it now on Shabbos or not. So let's see. According to Rashi, what's the halacha? You're allowed to break. It's mutter. Why? Ain't to be kelim. Besides the Moshe's chiddush, you're allowed to break. Yes, according to 99, and I can't say 99%. But according to, excluding a Moshe, I think pretty much everybody would agree, you're allowed to, according to Rashi, you'd be allowed to open up this packet of crisps. Why? Because en stira bekelim. Good. What about Tosfos? What about according to Tosfos? That's how we paskin, yeah? Oh, you're saying according to Pimagodim, yeah. Why? You don't have to break anywhere, so you can break it, you can also tear it open elsewhere. Now, Rabbi Feingold says a svara, and that's brought down in Tachonim. Rabbi Feingold tells that you can't compare that. Because what would you svara?
The Rifian, the Ripley, in the Chavis, the weakness of the Chavis was because there was a breakage.
Right. And a package is not bad, that's how it's been made. So it's not weak. It's a weak, but why is it weak? Why is the chavis weak over here? The chavis is weak over here because it's broken and it was sellotaped together. Here, Shulchan Aruch says, opinion of Tosfos. Yeah, because it's, yeah, but then, no, Ein Shemachzekes Aborim Shoes to make it Enem Chubo. That's just a disclaimer to make it. Otherwise, if it's more than 40 soah, it's considered mechubel karka, and then it doesn't apply. Any beginning wouldn't apply. So it's talking about a keli which intrinsically it's broken to pieces. Was glued together again. Here, Rabbi Feingold says, okay, yeah, I hear ein shvira bekelim. I hear that, but could be that a package which intrinsically it's true. It's a bit flimsy, but that's it's been made for. So it could be because it's made like that. So it could be there's a svar to say that the head of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply, but to maybe toisus machmir. It's a very stark svar there. It's definitely a stark svar, yeah. Our starting point is this Shulchan Aruch is gebuyt on the Mishnah of Shavu Adam Chavis. In order to get food inside it. So there is more to follow on that. There is more to follow on that, but it is based on that. You're trying to penetrate in order to get the food inside. You're not to empty out the food inside it. So you're saying, why breaking it? It doesn't have to be food. It doesn't have to be actually just something you're eating. Same would apply also if it's a tissue box, or it's anything that you actually get in order to, if it's a tissue box. Yeah, correct. So that means that even if it is, for instance, I mean, if you're talking about, yeah, any wrapping or anything like that, same will apply there as well. Yes, it doesn't have to be physically food. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman. No, it's not because it's food per se, it's because you're trying to get to something inside. No, it's not like Oichal Nefesh or anything like that, no. Yeah. So, that's that. There is one point which needs to be taken into consideration, and that is that... You were saying that because it's very much the people of God. Yeah, where you actually open it. Yeah, if you're allowed to open it, it wouldn't make a difference. Yeah, one thing, I'm going to mention over here, which most poskim agree, and that's always an easy way out. I don't know if there's a makom to be machmir. If a person breaks an opening, a package, to such an extent that he breaks it and then he doesn't make a keli out of this, if you break it completely in a way that you empty, you break it in a way that it's not, you're not making a keli. Then you break it open in such a way that everything comes out, and you put it on a plate or on a bowl or whatever it is. That is mutter anyway. Yeah, you're not making a keli. If you're destroying it completely, then and you're getting the food inside it. But we'll speak more about that in Mitzvah Shem. I think that opening post is a shaila of post is mukta. Post is muktzah because of post muktzah, and post is also the shal of tchumim, depending from where it comes from. It could have been come from, it's maybe something which has come from outside the tchum, and that would make it into something which is muktzah. If the post was, and often it is, not in the area when Shabbos comes in, it's outside of the tchum, then it would be allowed to, then it's al stat also. No, I think there is, it's not the only issa.
If you know it came from tearing it open,
al kireya. Yeah. So there is shtore dyoites, but shtore dyoites, we say that if there is a tzad that is something that is of importance, that is, if there is a tzad that something is not gear for Shabbos, then it's mutter. But if there's mamash no tzad that it's something which is relevant to Shabbos, you need to know on Shabbos, then there's an is of shtore dyoites as well. Right, if that comes, so to open a magazine be'etzem, to open a magazine, if it's something which has no tchumim shaila, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we covered tonight the introduction to Siman Shin Yud Dalet, which is a stira v'kelim. We discussed the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Tosfos. And we added, of course, the issa to make a hole in its own right. That would be also because of Tikkun Mona. And These are the lochs. I wish you a very good Shabbos, and I hope Ezra Hashem to see you by the Gish Bazem.